Texts will be charged at your standard message rate. This is 5 Live. Saturday morning on 5 Live with Christian O'Connell.
Good morning, Christian O'Connell on 5 Live. Right up until 11 o'clock this morning, then it's fighting talk. I wanted to get this guy on the show because he's got the best stories. He has a zest for life. He is life. In my mind, it should be Sir Brian Blessed. He's a national treasure. Brian Blessed, good morning. Thanks
good
for coming
morning.
In.
Good morning. I'm nice coming in here. And let's get all the animals out into the fields before I came. I've got over 2,500 animals. You know,
now,
all
Brian's
so
not
managed
joking.
To get here.
So you live with... You've got a place that's got 2,500 animals.
I've got a place out
animals.
In the countryside. All my money goes to paying for straw and hay. They're all rescued animals. Lots of ponies and horses and goats and cats and dogs.
So who looks after them all?
Oh,
you,
I've got... Yes, I've got about five people helping it, and my wife as well. And so it's just, it's bliss.
So who were you looking after this morning?
Oh, I've got about four or five people helping this morning. They're all out there riding the horses and cleaning out the stables. But the hardest thing is to leave my little Jack Russell, Misty, who's a tiny female that's so in love with me. He does that. And I said, oh, please, I'll be back in a minute. And he's, crying his eyes out, blackmailing me, this dog.
So
and my life is devoted to this dog.
Where do all the animals come from, then?
They're from all over the place, love. The police brought in a cockerel, a fighting cock, the other day.
What? They just turned up at your place?
Yes, and they said, and we found it in the boot of a car, covered in blood, etc. Oh. Feathers off. And I gave it lots of Savlon cream and things like that, washed him down and cleaned him up. And his feathers are growing back, and I've given him about a dozen ends.
Wonderful.
And he's now, always gives me, he's now... But, I mean, you can't believe that cockfighting still goes on, can
I know,
you?
It's terrible in this day and age.
Why has Brian Blessed's Animal Hospital not been on our screens yet?
Yeah. I know,
I
should
have. Rolf.
I should.
He turns up, and then as soon as the cameras stop rolling, he's out of there. Brian, you're the real deal looking
I'm the real deal,
animals.
I know. All my money goes to animals.
Is it? And didn't you save Paul O'Grady's? Is it his dog? Or?
I think Paul's got about 11,000. I can't tell Paul's story totally, but it gives an idea about Paul. He's got about 11,000.
Has he?
And so when I've been on his show four or five times, it was me that got those dogs on his show.
Yeah, they
said,
right.
Put him on the show, you know, and Buster became famous. And he said, oh, you know, man, I've been up all night. I've been up all night with, I guess, I was very careful with the swearing. And I have had my,
yes,
he said, I've had my hand, you're asking about me, I haven't slept all night. I've had a breech birth with me cow. I've had me hand up its arse all night trying to arrange the breech birth. That's the only swearing I'm doing.
Oh, thank you.
You can say arse, but I got me hand up its arse all night, Brian. I haven't slept all night.
Last show today, everyone. Sucked us back next week.
Apologies to the Vic over there with that word. So sorry, Vic. I'm terribly sorry.
And so, Brian, you know, people might not still realise this about you as well. You're still climbing in that, aren't you?
Oh, no.
Where were you last year?
No end to my talent, love. There's no, I'm modest, too. No, I've my most recent climb has been Mount Ararat, it's about 19,000 feet.
19,000 feet
in Anatolia, in the quest for the Ark. I'm going to make a film with the BBC. I'm doing
so you're like a real life bus pass Indiana Jones.
I did.
You're looking for the Ark.
This is Noah's Ark, and we discovered it, and now we're going to go and make a big film of it with the BBC television, and I'm doing a whole series on the Yeti, in search of the Ark of the Covenant you're talking about, Raiders of the Lost Ark, which of course is an ark in Ethiopia. It's guarded by some people there, and their guards are replaced every 2 years because they die of radioactivity. And that's they guard this ark. Yeah. So this is like the kind of, and the lost world in Venezuela, etc. And we're doing the whole Yeti thing from Bigfoot in Canada to the Sasquatch and to the Almas Giants in Russia to the Meghdamar Yeti in Asia and then Orang Pendek in Sumatra.
I like the throwaway way that Brian just put in. Yes, we went to look for Noah's Ark and we found it.
Yeah, of course. He's now got it with those animals.
I breaking news on 5 Live.
I climbed Mount Ararat with a Turkish platoon. To protect me from Kurdish bandits when I was ascending. And so they were lovely. We love you, Brian.
What, is that what they told you, or is it to protect the Kurdish bandits from you?
Yes. No, Brian, we love you. We want to show you something. And then they took... He said it came off the summit 200 years ago on lava flow. He's 50 kilometres over there. And they took me to this structure, which, of course, is totally a ship. It's about 400 metres long and 200 metres wide. And they showed it to me. And it's about 10,000 years old.